Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Thursday, May 23rd. This week, we featured the faint cluster of stars called the Beehive Cluster, settling from one-third to one-quarter of the way up from the western horizon from 10 to 11 o'clock. We noted yesterday the importance of such barely visible objects as a way to understand the lengthy process of stellar evolution. Now, let's take a look at the specific details of our featured group. The Beehive Cluster caught the attention of ancient Greek and Chinese astronomers at least 2,500 years ago. The earliest references in ancient Greece come from Aratus, likely working from the earlier works of Eudoxus, calling it the Little Mist, and later described by Hipparchus as the Little Cloud. In the Orient, the Chinese imagined this as a ghost, though they offered a wonderful description as a cloud of pollen blown from willow catkins. Later, the Romans called this Praesepe, meaning the manger, a hay-feeding bin accompanied by two faint stars next to the manger, one just to the left, the other just to the upper right, named by the Romans as the northern and southern donkeys, positioned as though they are feeding from the manger. The Beehive makes its home within the faint stars of the constellation Cancer the Crab, which we'll describe Friday on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.